People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
This is Sports Horn, the UK's third most listened to sports radio station. 100% punditry.
I'm all for passion, but that's just a bit passionate for me.
100% passion.
Sack the manager, sack the board, sack the fans.
100% banter.
Your football team aren't doing at all well.
No, they're not.
And that's funny.
6% news, weather and travel. It all adds up to 360 degrees of the sports news and men's matters that matter to you.
Women's matters matter, and women can be men too.
Girl power.
You're listening to Sports Horn. Horning sport from the rooftops. Sound that horn!
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles. And me, Anthony Richardson, and it's time for our brand new feature, Bull in a China Shop.
Bull in a China Shop.
With me, Wolverhampton Wanderers legend Steve Bull.
That's right, we've given Steve Bull a sledgehammer and sent him to a China shop where he'll have 45 seconds to cause as much damage as he can. The rules are very simple, and our caller, Den, is on the line to play the game. Hello, Den!
Hi, lads. Big fan of the show.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it, Ian?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah. Den, you know the rules. Steve Bull is going to smash up as much of the shop as possible. You've got to guess the value of the breakages. And if you get within £100, you win the money. You win the value of the amount he smashed up. Not the stuff he smashed, but the monetary equivalent. It's a simple game. And are you ready to play it, Den?
Yep. Good luck, Steve.
Thanks, Den.
Oh, yeah, good luck both. Good luck both. Steve Bull is on location, sledgehammer in hand. Are you all right, Steve, mate?
Yeah, smashing. Quite literally.
That's good, yeah. Class player with Steve Bull.
Oh, yeah. I had many a battle with Bully. His arms and legs were like big slabs of meat.
Oh, yes.
And his head.
And his head.
His head's a big slab of meat. Yeah. I think he'll cause a lot of damage today.
Just his whole body was one big ball of meat, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A big thigh.
Bully ball of meat, we used to call him.
Oh, yeah. This is your first time holding a sledgehammer, is it, Bully?
Yeah, on a house renovation with Dion Dublin. He hogged it, if I'm honest with you.
Oh, yeah, that sounds cool. You and Dion Dublin just having a laugh. Where are you then, Bully?
I'm in High Wycombe.
Oh, High Wycombe, High Wycombe. Ian, you've got fond memories of High Wycombe from your playing days.
Yeah,
no
oh, yeah. Yeah. My life was saved in High Wycombe.
What?
Or Wycombe, as the locals call it.
I didn't know this. Your life yeah. was saved yeah. there. What happened?
Yeah, well, so I was playing against Wycombe Wanderers in a pre-season friendly at the Chairboy Stadium.
Adams Park.
Tony Adams Park. Yeah, wonderful tribute to their greatest manager. Anyway, so there I am at a pre-season friendly. I'm sat on the bench.
Sorry, on the bench? On the bench. At the great Ian Five Ankles on the bench.
It was a rare occurrence for me. I was first name on the team sheet at 5 of the 23 clubs I played for. But, yeah, I wasn't in the first team on this occasion. I was just easing back into the side after 2 months out with a persistent yeast infection.
Debilitating.
And itchy.
Yeah.
I'm sat on the bench eating a packet of strawberry laces. Yeah. And that was on the instructions of our sports nutritionist at the time.
Well, that was the diet at the time, was it, then?
Yeah, that was part of your five a day.
Yeah.
So our sports nutritionist at the time was called Dave Allerton.
Yeah.
And it turned out he owned shares in a confectionery company.
Right, right.
So there I am munching away at this strawberry laces. I've got one eye on the game, distracted. unbeknownst to me, bloody Dave Allerton's dodgy sweet business forgot to cut the strawberry laces into 10 centimetre pieces,
well,
didn't they?
That's how they're done.
That's
they're
how they
chopped
work.
Into 10 centimetre pieces.
Yeah. So I bring one out that's 10 metres long.
10 metres?
Yeah.
God, it's because they went from imperial to metric.
It screwed things up. Yeah. It must have done. The people operating the machines got very confused.
10 metres. That's a big pack, isn't it?
Well, it was a big bag.
Yeah.
So without realising, I've swallowed the whole thing. I've now got a 10-metre-long piece of strawberry shoelace on its way down my inside.
And that is potentially fatal.
Yeah.
I'm literally choking.
Yeah. I'm motioning for something to cut it with, like scissors.
Wire cutter.
Yeah, but dodgy Dave Allerton, do you know what he hands me?
What does he hand you?
He hands me a floppy novelty knife made of marshmallow.
They've changed all the cutlery. They've changed all the cutlery.
That was part of his confectionery range.
Right. Well, it sounds like, nonetheless, he's ruined your club, this Dave Allerton.
Total liability. You should see what he did with the defibrillator.
Yeah.
I mean, it was delicious, but, that was potentially dangerous.
Mm.
Anyway, I think this is it. I'm going to die by tying up my own intestines. But quick as a flash, this lady jumps out of the stands, pushes me to the floor, puts her foot on my chest, and with a yank, pulls the strawberry lace out of me before wrapping it up and putting it in a handbag.
Fair play to her.
Yeah.
Fair play to her. And even fans not of Wickham Wanderers would appreciate that as a life-saving duty by a first aider. Trained first aider, especially when it comes to confectionery. And she's done her time there.
Yeah,
she saved your life.
She saved my life.
Saved your life.
And
saved
my career.
Life. And your career.
Moments later, I went onto the pitch and I took home the match ball.
And there it is. You scored a hat trick.
No, it was a goalless draw, but no one seemed to want the ball. So I stuck it on my jersey and took it home.
What a hero she was.
Kathy, her name was.
Yeah.
She runs a haberdashers in Wickham. I reckon she must be in her 90s now. Maybe we can send Steve Bull over to give her a signed photo.
Yeah, or Tony Adams. Yeah, Tony Adams. She'd love that. So, Bully, still there, are you? You're ready to play Bull in a China Shop.
Oh, yes. I cannot wait to smash this place to pieces.
Oh, he's ready. He's ready. What a competitor. Danny, you ready to play, mate?
I am, yeah.
All right. So, you know the rules. Tell us, how much damage do you reckon he'll do?
I'm going to guess that £14,500 worth of damage.
£14,500. Oh, I don't know. Good luck to both of you. The time starts now. Away you go.
Up, smash, left, smash.
Dan, this isn't children's TV in the mid-90s. You're not controlling Steve Bull.
At least they're left, all right. Down, smash, left.
How does he know which way he's going? This is radio.
Left, smash. Smash, smash, smash. This is for you, Dublin, you selfish so-and-so.
And time's up.
You're finished. Finished. Stop smashing, Bully. Put the hammer down.
I've had a lovely time.
It sounded so. It sounded. Gosh, well done, Bully. And Den, moment of truth for you. How well do you think he did?
Sounded like total carnage. I'm confident, lads.
£14,500 worth, though, Den. Ooh, let's find out. Bully, what do you reckon?
I don't know. A lot of it was food.
Food?
Yeah. Plate of prawn toast in pieces. Hammered a vat of chow mein. Not much value there, but it did go into the kitchen and destroyed all the deep-fat fryers.
Sorry, Bully, where did you say you were, mate?
I'm at Oriental Star All You Can Eat.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
Top restaurant.
Yep, can't go lie. Why aren't you in a China shop, Steve?
Oh, I am.
Who calls a Chinese restaurant a China shop? You're not Danny Dyer, Steve.
Great fun. Can I keep the hammer?
Is the owner there, Bully? Can you just put on the owner, please?
Hello?
I believe your restaurant's just been vandalised by Wolverhampton Wanderers striker Steve Bull.
He has, yes. I've rung the police.
Well, hold on, you don't need to do that. Listen, we can sort this. It was only 45 seconds worth of damage, so...
He's knocked out 3 fryers and we'll have to throw out the food. It's 14 and a half grand.
Yes, I've won!
We'll pay for the damages and I tell you what, we'll even throw in a guest appearance from former Man City and China defender Sun Ji-hai. How about that?
Why would I want Sun Ji-hai? Because I'm Chinese. I was born in Charlton.
I played with Zheng Ji. You could give him a bell.
Can I have my £14,500?
I'll get it for you, Den. What was the shop I was supposed to smash up? I'll go over there now.
Steve, come back. Come back, Steve. Steve! Stephen!
I can have a word with Lai T if you want.
I'll need new fryers by 6 o'clock this evening.
Visit the Oriental Star in High Wycombe once it reopens. You're listening to Sports On.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
And we're out. Bloody hell.
Oh, dear.
Oh, fuck.
Gosh.
It could have gone better.
Could have gone better, yeah. It's unlike him.
It is unlike him to mix up like that, Steve Bull. He's usually very careful.
Yeah. Mate, how long have we got on this ad break? Because just talking about those strawberry laces, I've got it in my head now. I want to go to the vending machine for some jellied fizz.
Jellied fizz?
Jellied fizz.
What's jellied fish?
That's, you know, jellied fizz.
Sorry, Sandra, what's that? Okay, we're on an ad break. We can't take a call right now. Oh, it's not for broadcast. Right.
What's happening, Anthony?
I don't know.
Have I got time for my jellied fizz?
Just wait a second there, Ian. Yeah, okay, yeah, put them through. If it's going to be quick, because we've got like 45 seconds. Yeah, hello, Anthony speaking on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast.
Ian Five Ankles.
Not now, Ian.
I'm calling on behalf of His Majesty's Intelligence Services.
Is this about Zheng Ji?
Did you speak to a young Man United fan at 8:37 a.m. on Tuesday the 16th of January?
8:37 Tuesday the 16th? Hard to remember, mate. I mean, we speak to a lot of fans.
Yeah, most of them are fucking morons.
Ian!
Sorry, I meant most of them are bloody morons.
We've got the tape. Tell your producer to press play.
Please?
Okay, I don't know why we're doing this, but yeah, press play, Sandra, please. Ooh, we have a young football fan on the line. Clip this up for social media, this will bang. What's your name, young man?
Billy.
Oh, hello, Billy. What team do you support?
Man U.
Oh, what's your favourite player, Billy?
Scott McTominay.
Oh, very good, yeah. And who do you not like?
Fernandez has been a waste of f***ing space this season. Not that he's helped by Ten Hag's clown car tactics, the bald fraud.
Okay, well, somebody's going to bed without any supper. That's, I think we're going to have to apologise.
No, that's a good point he raises.
Rashford is an embarrassment. Stop messing around feeding starving kids and feed yourself in a 6-yard box, you Have you noticed how the team's form dropped off since Ten Hag made them get the vaccine?
I have, yes.
I heard Bill Gates is a City fan.
Why is he still on air?
Well, he's still on air, Anthony, because he's raising some very good points. Billy, your intellect and your opinions, I think, are on the same wavelength as me. How old did you say you were? 10?
I'm 8.
Very clever 8-year-old.
Good chat, that, actually, Ian.
And he spoke very well, didn't he?
Yeah, very well.
Grassroots fan.
Very well.
We have evidence that so-called 8-year-old football fan is, in fact, a Russian operative infiltrating our domestic interests and spreading disinformation.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's a turn-up. Must be a first for sports on having an agent on the old blower. Two for Bonacci couldn't get a spy on, so 1-0 to us.
Russian, is he?
Yeah, Russian. Yeah, Ian, yeah.
Well, that's Man United fans for you, isn't
yeah,
it? As far
yeah.
away from Manchester as possible.
Oh, yeah.
But I tell you, that doesn't take away from the passion he clearly has at such a young age.
Oh, my gosh. So passionate.
Usually these agents are operating from St. Petersburg.
Zenit fans.
Yeah, Zenit St. Petersburg. Top, top club, yeah.
Andre Arshavin.
Yeah.
But for reasons we're urgently trying to establish, this kid is not in Russia, but within the United Kingdom.
The lure of United, Stuart.
My name isn't Stuart.
Well, that's a shame.
We're going to require access to your call records and the raw audio file. Anything that will assist us in tracking him down.
No, sorry, no, we're not doing that. No, we're not snitches, Stuart.
You don't have a choice, Ian.
He's a young fan, and he made some excellent points. We're talking a mind age of Robbie Savage here, well beyond his
years. He's got a huge mind age there, Stuart. He made some very good points, great points.
Is there someone I can talk to, please? An adult?
Hold on, Stuart. We're going to be back with you. But there's just been an update in High Wycombe. Steve Bull is there for us. How's it going, Steve Bull?
Thanks, Anthony. I have found the china shop and I've brought my sledgehammer over.
Oh, I wouldn't call it your sledgehammer, Bully.
Just like Dion Dublin you are.
Right, quick, back from the break, Sandra. Come on, back from the break.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Only on Sports Horn. Horning Sport from the rooftops.
Welcome back.
Ian Five Ankles.
We're about to play Bull in a China Shop. Steve Bull.
Bull in a China Shop.
Way! Let's get Den back on the line. You there to play the game, Den?
Hi, lads. Big fan of the show.
Well, we've done that bit. What's your guess, mate?
Too late. I've smashed it up already.
Sorry, bully.
I'm going to have a go at the Greggs, the baker, then I'll smash up the Tesco Metro on the corner.
But Steve, no. Come back now, Steve. Steve!
How much damage did he do in the China shop?
Not now, Den.
You owe me 14 and a half grand.
The time is 7:43. You're listening to Sports On.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
I'm snooker player Neil Robinson. I'm from Australia, so I listen to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show in the evening. It's not as good at that time of day. It makes me feel weird, actually.
Ah, Jesus, we're fucked, Ian.
Ian Five Ankles.
Fuck's sake. Steve Bull's terrorising bloody High Wycombe with a sledgehammer. Mm. We need to stop him. We're fired.
I've got an idea. Put me onto the Secret Service.
What? I don't know how to do that. What do you mean?
But we just spoke to Stuart.
Yeah, but he called us. What am I going to do? Dial 1471? Speak to that big building near Vauxhall?
My name isn't Stuart.
Stuart, thank God. Thank God. I didn't know your
number. Listen, I'm glad you're still there, Stuart. Let's do a spy trade. A prisoner swap, yeah? I'll give you the details of the 8-year-old Man United fan so you can track him down and kill him.
Kill him?
Well, not kill him.
Don't kill him. He's 8 years old.
Give him stern telling off.
Yeah, just say, stop spreading disinformation.
Grow up or whatever. But Man United fans are becoming rare, okay? They're an endangered species.
Yeah, many of them becoming Man City fans, yeah. These kids.
Yeah. But I tell you what, I want something in return.
This isn't a negotiation.
I want you to stop Steve Bull before he sledgehammers another shop. Don't kill him.
Don't kill him.
No. Killing.
We know what you're like, yeah. Basically, mate.
Just, I don't know. Have you got tranquilizer darts?
Yeah, could you do a tranquilizer dart on Steve Bull like he's a giraffe?
Of course we don't have tranquilizer darts.
Actually, no, I can't do this.
Sorry, what, Ian?
No, I can't do it. I can't. I connected with that 8-year-old fan. Intellectually, in a way I couldn't do with the cleverest man in England.
Richard Osman.
I can't betray this little Man United fan. I'm sorry, Stuart.
Not called Stuart.
Deal is off.
But Ian, this will cost a fortune, mate. We'll lose our show.
But
we'll lose everything.
More importantly, I will save a friend.
Yeah.
And how much is a friend worth?
Well, about 14 and a half grand.
Yeah.
That is the bravest and most noble thing anyone's ever done.
You are fucking idiots. Your producer has given me the number. Jesus Christ.
Who cares if Steve Bull destroys High Wycombe? No one will notice. Not even the people of High Wycombe. The most important thing is that I stayed true to myself and to a young Manchester United fan just starting out in the game.
Steve Bull here. Bit of an issue.
Steve Bull, stop!
I have stopped. I'm flat out on the pavement. I was about to smash up the Greggs the Baker, but I've been lassoed by some elderly lady with a 10-metre-long strawberry lace. She's wrapped me up. There's no chance of getting out of this.
Speaking of friends, Ian. Speaking of friends.
Wow.
Den, are you still there?
Hi, Anthony. Yeah.
Listen, Den, listen, bit of a prisoner swap deal here. Instead of 14 and a half grand, would you like to shoot Steve Bull with a tranquilizer dart like he was a giraffe?
Yeah, go on then.
Good man. We'll have that right after the news with Taj. You're listening to Sports On.
Sports On is a production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Is this your first time holding a step ladder?
So I stuck it up my journey. What?
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.